This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, what a day. Gorgeous outside.
Hump day.
It's May.
It's May. That's right.
It's May.
It's May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's a good day.
Hump day.
Cinco de Mayo. It's a Sarah and Vinny show. We're super glad to have you here. It's nice. I mean, this whole equation doesn't work if you're not listening. So thank you. And if you could give us a couple more listens throughout the day, we'd really appreciate that.
Please. Cole, what are you laughing at?
You.
Please do it. Please. Please listen more.
Thank Yesterday, you. John and I had a bunch of errands to run, so we're driving around listening to Alice, and it was like, I spent a long time with V. Hale yesterday.
That girl. Nice.
What the hell? It's good. She's got some solid segments.
Oh, she'll be
as you drove
today.
Around, you mean?
Yeah, we were driving around, so
oh,
I was
cool.
listening to V. Hale.
All right.
She's coming on later to get crushed by El Campeon.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Good.
the epic battle royale. We figured out a way we can do some crosstalk with her, and then it of course immediately evolved into a competition. There it is.
I miss her, by the way. I'm not pummeling her at trivia. So
yeah, you've soundly spanked her both times we've played too.
Agreed.
Soundly.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Right. I'm looking forward to today's battle. When is that at 9:50
mm-hmm.
or so?
Ish,
we'll do a little crosstalk.
Excellent.
That's right.
Good times, everyone.
I mean, that is if she can, you know, get herself together.
Right. Yeah, look, it's a whole process, you know.
Get up on time.
Just wake up like this.
Get in early.
Yeah.
Well, we told her, you know, just so we're sure she's there, she should jump in during the text, you know, hang for a little of that. So if anyone has anything to say about V. Hale, she'll be sure to hear it when Vinny hits her over the head with it.
Right. Mm.
Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account and see what's happening on the station. You can see our clips of the day. We're always posting fun little things up there. V. Hale's never-ending happy hour. That girl, that's a party. That's a midday party. And then some. Jane's musical adventures. Our little Janie, man. She must be so psyched the world is opening back up. It's good times. I love Jane.
It's Bond.
She was
Jane's Bond.
She sent me a couple things yesterday, just for Cinco de Mayo. For May the 4th. Sorry, a lot of May days.
Right.
And one of them was us at the fundraiser that we do every year. We had some stormtroopers out,
mm-hmm.
And she sent some pictures of that. I was like, oh, look
at what
Janie sent me. It's so cute. Very cute. So you can check out Jane in the afternoon. V. Hale. Oh, there it is. There we are. I guess I'm playing the role of a stormtrooper in the one side, and she's like got her arms slung around a stormtrooper in the other one. It's adorable.
Adorable.
Follow it, you guys, the Alice973 Instagram account. And please, if you could, follow all of us. We're, you know, we're fun too. Not just Alice.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Brittany Boy, Vin Hassan, Nicole_DeJesu. She couldn't even fit the S in there.
Uh-uh.
The final S.
On the list of things to do, though, listen more. You don't need to get the Instagram thing. I mean, really, just listen more. Keep that on all day. I mean, if you got to choose one or the other, shine
yes,
the Instagram.
Yes, if you're going to choose one or the other,
more,
yeah, listen more. Leave the stream on all the time, uh-huh. That kind of thing. So sitcoms have been like comfort food for a lot of people during the pandemic. We're always looking for stuff to watch. And the pandemic was, I mean, that was some heavy TV viewing. And so it was great when you would land on something that had a zillion seasons and a million episodes. So Rolling Stone has decided to put out a list of what they call the 100 best sitcoms of all time. Now, it's a list made up by other people, so it's completely debatable.
That's for starters, the fun of lists, though.
Sure. And
but they're specifically saying sitcoms.
And they to do this, they had to define a sitcom. So there are things that are left out. They eliminated sketch shows, like SNL. That's out. Hour-long comedy dramas like Freaks and Geeks, although Modern Family is on this list, which I consider that to be, you know, the comedy drama. That had
is that an hour,
stuff.
Though?
It's an hour, isn't it?
I don't think so.
30 minutes.
Oh, well, then that must be why they included it. So hour-long comedy dramas like Freaks and Geeks, out. Shorter shows like The Wonder Years, that was cut for being too dramatic, even though it was a funny show. They were looking for, quote, a consistent group of characters and settings, and considered both how funny they were and also how much they influenced other shows. So I have the top 20 here, although I read through the whole list. It's a Rolling Stone piece, and we're posting it at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you want to, you know, have this debate at work or via Zoom or however you're doing your life these days, you can do that. Some of these absolutely should be in the top 20. Others are glaringly missing, and some are like, what the hell is that doing in there? So you want to make a couple guesses?
In my opinion, the number one sitcom of all time is Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is not in the top. Oh, yes, it is. What am I, crazy? There it is. Because the first thing I thought of was Friends, and that's number, hold on, I wrote it down. Friends is 38th. So Seinfeld is third.
Oh, third?
Third place.
Oh, I can't wait to see what they put in front of it. The other sitcoms that I have loved through the years include Cheers.
Cheers is number two.
Oh, okay. Wow, what could be number one?
It's not you. It's very well known. It's a very, very, very well known show. But I would never have guessed that this would be the top show. So here's a few others that are in there. So at number 100 was Schmidt's Creek.
All right.
Oh.
So which is not that's not how you say the name of it. I would argue, as I look at some of these other ones, that is one of the best shows of all time, and it should be higher on the list. But that they've got it at number 100. Bluey on ABC Kids.
Bluey's excellent.
It's at number 96.
I love Bluey, although it's a cartoon. So
yeah. Well, listen, cartoons feature heavily on this list.
Oh, okay.
Big Bang Theory's number 90. Big Bang Theory. Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, number 82. Hmm. Sanford and Son, number 80. I loved that show. WKRP in Cincinnati, number 79. Friends was number 38. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia was number 29. The Office U.S. version was number 23. The Office UK version made this list, but it's further down. I don't have that number right in front of me. At number 20, they got BoJack Horseman, Netflix, 2014 to 2020. That's number 20 on their list.
I've never seen it.
Me either. Now, Bryn, you love BoJack, don't you?
No, I've seen it. I don't know anything about it. I know this is a horse.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, I haven't watched. I've watched one episode.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought this was one that you were telling me I have to watch.
My friend loves it. I don't know why. It's just whatever.
Well, people clearly love it because it beat out all those other shows. It beat out 80 other shows. Roseanne is number 19. And that was definitely a big one. Mm-hmm. Number 18 is 30 Rock. Number 17 is Taxi.
How are you going to put 30 Rock in front of Friends or 30 Rock in front of a bunch of the other things you mentioned?
I agree.
Like,
well,
Big Bang is 90?
I know.
In fact, you know what's... I do appreciate when people make lists like this when they're old enough to actually include important historical realities. So I like that they've, you know, included Sanford and Son, which Nicole's never seen.
Never even heard of.
Yeah.
Really?
No idea.
No idea. I
appreciate that. It's sort of like we see this in sports a lot when someone will say, oh, this person's the best of all time. No. Did you never watch in the 80s or the 70s or the 60s? There's plenty of great players that were better than this person. So I like that aspect. But Big Bang is too big to be in the 90s.
I agree.
That's just,
well, and like you
said, bad listing.
That's the thing about this. Actually, to me, this seems like more of a list of sitcoms I've heard of, you know, than in any particular order. So they've got Taxi at number 17. They got The Cosby Show at number 16. And The Cosby Show was a great show.
It was big.
It's unfortunate for the people who were getting syndication money for the Cosby Show that the Cosby guy got into big trouble and they stopped the airing guy. That. You know, that guy.
The Cosby guy.
At number 15, and I agree, this is a great show, Arrested Development. Hmm. From 03 to 06, and then on Netflix from 2013 to 2019. The Andy Griffith Show is number 14. Yeah, I don't know.
Again, history. I didn't watch it.
Who?
I understand, though, for a while it was the big thing.
It's, you know, Opie from Maybury? Ain't B? No? Nothing?
No.
I know Richie, though, from, well, Richie. I know Happy Days should be high on the list.
Happy Days is not in the top 20.
Okay.
Oh.
Which I agree with you. Like, to me, that was Mork and Mindy, not in the top 20. In fact, I don't think I saw Mork and Mindy on the list.
It's in there.
I don't know, man. I read through the whole thing and I pulled out the ones that I thought, well, but that I agree with you. That should be in there. Frasier, they have it number 13.
Frasier was really good.
Number 12, Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's the guy who created mm-hmm. the Seinfeld Show, Larry David. The Dick Van Dyke Show, number 11. The Larry Sanders Show, which was an absolutely great show.
Yep.
92
you know, Dick
to 98.
Van Dyke, I've actually gone back and watched, and it that show stands up. Like, he's a, that dude's funny.
Yeah. Mary like, Tyler Moore really is wrote, the wife, and they're, he's a comedy writer, right?
Yeah.
And his friends are writers, and they come over. Uh-huh. So Larry Sanders is at number 10. That's Gary Shandling. Rest in peace, Gary. Parks and Rec, they've got that at number 9. The Honeymooners, the old-timey show, 55 to 56. So it was only on for 2 years. That's number 8. That's the To the Moon, Alice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And why I oughta.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
And I can't say for sure where I saw it, but I think he used to introduce the show with like a drink and a smoke.
Well,
or I don't know where I saw that, but this was old time TV where he'd have a cocktail in his hand and a ciggy. And there he is on live TV. Like, what the heck?
That's, you know, it's funny how times have changed because you remember the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson? Like, they'd be on there just drinking and smoking. And mm-hmm. I mean, Johnny Carson would be hosting the show smoking a cigarette. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So the Mary Tyler Moore Show was number 7. MASH. Okay. Number 6. All in the Family on CBS was number 5. I Love Lucy. 51 to 57. That was number 4 on the list. Then we have Seinfeld, number 3. Cheers, number 2. And we still have not said number 1. Any guesses after here? What do you think
it's
it is?
It's The Simpsons.
It is The Simpsons. Well done. 1989 till now.
As soon as you said cartoons feature heavily, I went, okay, it's The Simpsons.
It is, in fact, The Simpsons. So, look, love it or hate it, there's the list. You can find the whole thing at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put the link up there. It's really, of course it's debatable. It's somebody's idea of the order of things. So
510 says, this list is wrong.
I completely agree.
Everybody Loves Raymond, not mentioned.
It's there somewhere.
It's there like somewhere.
60s or 70s.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Family Guy. I don't see it.
I could have sworn I saw Family Guy. No, maybe. Family Guy is
still great. The Brady Bunch?
Scrolling.
No, Brady Bunch was not on there. I didn't. Mm. Or if it was, I scrolled through the whole list just to read each name, just, you know, in case you guys referenced them, but I didn't see that on there. Pretty Bunch is more of a kid's show, too. Maybe these were just supposed to be like primetime sitcoms. I don't know when Brady Bunch, it's always felt like a kid's show to me, even when I was a kid.
Really?
Anyway, 100 best sitcoms of all time, according to Rolling Stone, topped by The Simpsons on Fox. And that is a show that certainly said, you know, they looked for how funny and how much they influenced other shows. They certainly were influential. So you can have your own debate about that at your house later today. Computer, wake up. Here we go. So Tristan Thompson.
Okay. Chloe's boyfriend.
And the father of their daughter, True.
Mm-hmm.
He has hired a legal gun to shoot down new cheating allegations from that Instagram model. This is according to TMZ. Her name is Sydney Chase. He's calling her a liar and threatening to sue if she keeps on flapping her lips. He is back in with Chloe right now. He has denied it from here to the heavens. And Chloe said,
All right, I believe you. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I thought maybe you cheated on me again. Oh, but I guess you didn't.
He had his, Tristan Thompson had his attorney, Marty Singer, got to put the guy's name in here, fire off a cease and desist letter to Sydney Chase. She claimed that she had sex with Tristan well within the time that Chloe and Tristan had reunited. I think she said January. She also claims to have all kinds of salacious texts from him. TMZ somehow got a copy of this letter. The lawyer calls her allegations malicious defamatory fabrications, adding, Mr. Thompson had no relationship with you whatsoever, and he never sent you any such texts. He goes on to accuse Sydney Chase of making up quotes from Tristan and having no proof to back up her claims, and blasts her, saying, it is obvious that you are a liar. The letter concludes by saying that if Sydney Chase doesn't stop defaming Thompson in the media or online, you do so at your peril, since you may find yourself in court attempting to defend your indefensible misconduct. Yeah.
Scary.
Sources close to the situation are running right to TMZ to tell them everything. Tristan and his team are suspicious of Chase's motives because she's reportedly been shopping a reality TV deal. And on top of that, she recently posted on social media about an increase in her online engagement numbers, trying to attract potential advisors. Advertisers, not advisors. Advertisers. She posts up her impressions, 2.9 million impressions, her account activity. Well, yeah, I mean, you just accused the guy that you're Kardashian adjacent now. Of course your numbers are up. And then she says, on a side note, DM for promo money. What? So she's all using this to her advantage.
It's such an interesting thing that people are really becoming their own bosses, and they are their own business, and they're doing so on YouTube and now Instagram as well. And it's a business. I don't like it. I don't want it. I'm not interested, but you know, going to work sucks. I mean, if you can just sit at home and take pictures of yourself and turn that into a job, good for you.
Yeah, she does look hot in these pictures. She responded to his legal threat saying, I have not received a cease and desist letter. Let this be a lesson to not let anyone, no matter the money or fame they have, to shut you down or tarnish your name.
What are the chances he's full of it?
High.
Yeah.
I think the chances are high. And he's doing all this to put on a show for court for Chloe.
Pretty bad track record.
It's a really good show.
Well,
that's why
I think maybe he didn't do it, because before he never did all this legal stuff. He's like, "Yep, I did it," and now that's why I'm like,
"Oh,
well,
so you're thinking maybe?"
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's
framed.
All true.
Well, right, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised either way
because of his track record. But he didn't do any of this before.
Right.
So
well, now he has to. Now Chloe's, you know, he's on such thin ice with her that he's like, look, I'm going to. Here's me denying it to the heavens and back.
Hard to say. Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
She's claiming she hasn't received any kind of legal notice, and they wouldn't have served her a cease and desist. It's not the same as like suing someone. There is someone close to the situation showed evidence to TMZ that an email was sent Friday to an email account that Tristan's legal team believed was used by Sydney Chase. An additional email was sent to another one of her alleged accounts on Tuesday. They're trying to serve her a cease and desist. I would think just call up TMZ and say, tell that chick to cut it out, would be all she'd need. But they're threatening her. She's gorgeous, by the way. I'm looking at the pictures of her, and she is just, you know. You couldn't blame the guy. But also, he's not supposed to, because he's with this other lady. I got time for just a couple more quickies. First of all, Queen Elizabeth has launched her own beer.
What?
This is correct. Mostly, I drink things out of fancy cups with a pinky in the air, but sometimes I like to boogie down with my own brew. It's called Sandringham.
Yum.
Sandringham, what? Best bitter. And Sandringham Golden IPA. 550 for what's a 500 milliliter bottle? How many ounces is 500 milliliters?
No idea.
It's probably a 12 ouncer, right? I'm 95 years old and I like beer. Well, what I like is the money that my estate gets from it.
I'll drink it.
I would totally try it. She has an estate in a place called It's Sandringham Estate in Norfolk.
She has it, or the people of her, what, her people have it. Have they bought
and
that
she
for
just,
her?
Right. I'm sure they have bought that for her. It's probably been in the family. They probably didn't buy it for her. They bought it for a past monarch. It's passed down to me as the Queen of England. I have full use of Sandringham, and we grow plants there that you can make into beer. I'm not sure what plants, but
you know,
I've never thought about it, but
if you live in England and you do your taxes, is there a breakdown of, like, this is going to the monarchy to keep them in gold and jewels?
Our royal allowance, Vincent, is what it's called. We sell this beer at the Sandringham gift shop. So they sell crap. They sell tchotchkes there and beer, okay. Turns out. A golden IPA, uniquely natural, and a cold-filtered traditional English bitter. The Sandringham Best Bitter.
Sounds fancy.
I have my own beer.
It sounds surprising that the queen is out there hawking it.
She's not hawking it.
Okay.
You know, I know it's very convincing, but I'm pretending to be the queen right now.
Got it.
I've stayed mum on the point, and I resent you Americans trying to make it sound like I'm actually hucking anything besides up a loogie.
You know what? Gross. Actually, it'd be nice to hear that you're doing some work. You should hawk your own beer, and you should give the money back to the people.
Oh, I do the people's work. The people's work, Vincent.
Do
I
you?
Keep our sovereign nation... Okay. Mine.
Whatever.
And just quickly, on a completely other note, from the other side of the pond, way over, you got a new book called The Bench by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh.
She's using the title. I thought they gave up all their titles. The Bench started as a poem I wrote for my husband on Father's Day, the month after Archie was born. She's almost got the English accent. Not quite, though. You know, mm-hmm. She's American or Canadian or something, right? That poem became this story. And then the bench has she, it starts like this, looking out at my love and our beautiful son. Oh, sorry. At our beautiful boy. And here in the window, I'll have tears of great joy. From here, you will rest. See the growth of our boy. It's like that. So it's a kid's book called The Bench.
Huh?
And,
when you say the bench, I think that's a kid who can't get on the field. Like he's
nope. It's just a
ball.
Bench out in their garden.
Oh,
Vincent.
Okay. I'm like I can't
on the
bench.
Garden What's... bench.
Bad news.
Prince Harry holding his son Archibald up above his head and making him giggle and laugh. Well, so I imagine. I have no access to that child.
I saw an article that said while the dad Charles is it the dad Charles, while Charles
yes.
may. End up taking over the reins or the crown here anytime soon, the monarchy is not going to be around long enough for that William to ever take over.
Oh, I'd be surprised if it went away. I don't know. Some things are really bred in over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be surprised.
It was an article, and people can write anything.
It could happen.
I don't even know if it was a reputable source. I just saw the headline and thought, oh, that'd
you
be
know,
funny.
It is. You know, it's outdated for sure, but it is sort of neat still. I don't know. People love it. So I'd be fascinated to watch the devolution of that. That'd be very, it's already seems to be happening. I mean,
yeah.
We're fleeing the palace. We're going to move to America. It's better over here. We can do what we want, be who we want to be. But I'm still the Duchess of Sussex, in case anyone was wondering. Meghan, Duchess of Sussex.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.